What did I say? Acts 16? Yeah, Acts 16. I'm in 17. No wonder it ain't working. Okay. Verse 18, 17. See, Paul had a vision, and the Spirit told him, there was a man stood in that vision, said, Paul, come over here in Macedonia and help us. In verse 17, the same Paul, and when he got over there, 16, and it came to pass, we went to pray. Satan, down the possessed with the spirit of divination, met us, which brought a master much gain by soothsaying. Verse 17, the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servant of the Most High God, and show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee to come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. I command thee to come in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And when her master saw the hope of the gang was gone, they caught Paul and Silas. I want you to see the background of this. They caught Paul and Silas, drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers, and brought them unto the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do us exceedingly trouble our city. See, he was there to preach the gospel, but they saw him troubling their city. Y'all catch it? They bring good news, but look what they did to them. And they teach the custom which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Roman. You know, some people think because they're another race, another place, another space, they shouldn't have anything to do with the Bible. But this gospel for every mankind. Amen. So the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrate ran off the clothes and command to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they were cast into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet to fasten in stocks at midnight. Can you imagine being beaten? Back bloody. They could have said, Lord, now we came over here to preach the gospel. And look what you're going to let happen to us. My back is bleeding. Got my feet fastened and stuff. And what we're going to do, don't have nobody bail us out. We don't have nobody. We don't have a bailer, don't have a lawyer, don't have any of that. What we're going to do? They could have got upset. But at midnight, and you know we had some midnights in our lives, haven't we? You ever had a midnight in your life? At midnight. Looked like it's when it piled on at midnight. They did what? Paul and Silas sang praises unto God, and the prisoner what? Heard them. They wasn't trying to be quiet. And you among family. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say you among family. If a family can't get loud together, I don't know. Sometimes they cook different stuff for different birthdays and at our house. And they get up in that kitchen. I'll be trying to watch TV a little bit. I can't hear the TV talking. I just see the mouth moving on TV. I can't hear. You think I'm joking? And one time I said, I'm going to get y'all to move out of here. This is my house. But at midnight, that would happen. And at midnight, Paul and Silas sang praises unto God. And the prisoner heard them. Keep on going. And what happened? And suddenly, there was what? A great earthquake. So that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And what happened after that? Immediately, all the doors was open. And everyone band were loose. See, praise is the weapon. Can you imagine? But if you're ashamed of it, you forfeit your rights. Yo. But if we are people, learn to praise God in the midst of trouble instead of talking about the trouble. You ever have any trouble? Have you had any trouble? And there's somebody come up, that's what you want to tell them, what's going on. I have to keep my body on. It won't tell everybody how it feels. I said, shut up. I'm serious. He won't explain to everybody, why are you limping? Just shut up, you heal. Just hush. Because I made my choice, so don't come trying to give me another one. And you watch me. I'm praising God all the way through it. Hallelujah. That midnight something happened. Hallelujah. And when they started praising God, the back were bleeding, feet were fastened and stopped. I don't know if they could get their hands in the air, but they opened their mouth. And they began to do what? Praise God. Hallelujah. He could have said, Paul, if you hadn't been so bold to speak up, we wouldn't have been in this trouble. Huh? But you just spoke up and cast that devil out that girl. And if you had left her alone, we wouldn't have been in this trouble. Hallelujah. But look what happened because they did. God said, when you praise me, I'm going to come in the midst. And whatever you need, I'm going to show up and I'm going to do what you need done. Because the enemy has no right to bind you. Because your body belongs to me. Your spirit belongs to me. I redeem you. I'm calling you mine. And I take care of my children. So hallelujah. So the doors were open. And everyone's chain was loose. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the keeper of the prison awakened out of sleep. Out of his sleep. And seeing what? The prison doors open. He drew out his sword to do what? And would have killed himself. Supposing that the prison had been fled. But what happened? Next verse. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm. We are all here. What happened? Praise is a weapon against your enemy. That's why he works on you. He don't want you to learn the secret of this weapon of praise. He don't want you to get bold with it. He wants you to be intimidated by his presence, by his pain, or whatever thing that's going on in your life. A bill shows up and you don't have the money for it. He wants you to be intimidated. He wants you to be afraid. He wants you to cry. He wants you to start talking. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have the money. I don't know what. Somebody hurt you. Somebody done you wrong. You get put out. People have gotten kicked out and thrown out, right? I don't know where I'm going. I don't know. He wants you to just fall apart. Hallelujah. He will attack your body. In any area he can. Let me tell you this story. There was a man, preacher. He was preaching. He lost his voice. And he was having some difficulty. So he looked out. You know, if you when you're going through stuff, you're in a building, you want to get out, because if you like me, you like to be outside anyway. He looked out, he saw some trees out there, a pretty good distance. He said, if I could just get out there, I believe I'd be all right. And he struggled, he's having physical problems, and the voice was just a whisper. You know, just a whisper.